العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another episode of series Self-Reformation. The blessed and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Whoever recites a salat upon me on the day of Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Milhan Ta'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated, talking about the event of the generosity of Hatim Ta'i, his wife said, Once famine, meaning drought, struck the whole country. Land did not produce anything green, and nor did rain fall throughout the year. Camels would roam in search of water the whole day, but would not get a single drop of water. Every living being was very hungry and thirsty. One night, it was very cold, and we did not have a single morsel to eat. Our children, Abdullah, Adi and one daughter, Safina, were very hungry. Ultimately, feeling tired, two children fell asleep. We put them on a mat and started diverting the third one's attention, and he also fell asleep. Hatim Ta'i said, I don't know why I'm unable to sleep today. He then started walking back and forth. Suddenly, he heard the footsteps of someone outside. In a loud voice, Hatim Ta'i asked, Who is it? No one replied. I went outside, saw the situation, and then came back and told Hatim Ta'i, Outside is so-and-so neighbor of yours. She didn't find anyone but you in this hard time to seek refuge. She has come to you with her starving children. They are weeping and crying in hunger as the babies of animal do. Having heard this, Hatim Ta'i said, Hurry up, bring her to me. I said, Our own children are starving. We have nothing to give them. So how can we help the poor female neighbor and her children? Hatim Ta'i said, Keep quiet. Allah will definitely fill the stomach of you and all of them. Hurry up. Go and bring in the sad mother immediately. So she said, I brought her in. The poor woman was carrying two children in her lap and four were clung to her and following her. Hatim Ta'i asked him to sit in a room and set fire after slaughtering his nice animal. When the flames started leaping, he took a knife and started skinning the animal. Passing the knife to the woman, he said, Eat and also feed your children, and told me, You also eat and wake our children up so that they can also satisfy their hunger. She said, Hatim Ta'i noticed that her female neighbor was eating meat bit by bit. Sensing her hesitation, Hatim Ta'i said, How awful is it that being our guest, you're eating it bit by bit? Having said this, he started walking back and forth before us. We were all busy eating and Hatim Ta'i looked towards us. We were satiated, we were satisfied, but Hatim Ta'i did not eat a single piece of meat, though he was more hungry than all of us. In the morning, there was nothing left on the floor except bones and hooves. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this story contains many Madani pearls of advice. For example, people in the past had great sympathy and feelings for their neighbors. Hatim Ta'i, who was considered to be very famous for his generosity in the era of ignorance, was specially very kind to his neighbors. He was a great well-wisher and helper of needy neighbors. If someone in his neighborhood suffered from any trouble, he was not able to sleep and would become restless. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from this we can also understand that giving good treatment to neighbors has been a practice in the ancient era. And Islam has given more importance to neighbors by telling us the rights of the neighbors. Those who would sacrifice for Islam, those who had true devotion to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and followed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, had set great and matchless example of fulfilling the rights of neighbors. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Rajah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, in Kufa, a cobbler used to live in the neighborhood of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He used to take fish or the meat of any other animal at night after working the whole day, and then used to eat it after roasting. Afterwards, he used to drink wine, and then being intoxicated, he would make too much noise. This would continue late night until he would fall asleep. The great spiritual leader of millions of Muslims, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, used to get disturbed a lot by his noise. But he used to remain occupied with his salah the whole night. One night, he did not hear the voice of his neighbor. In the morning, he rahmatullahi ta'ala asked about him. So he rahmatullahi ta'ala was informed that the cobbler has been arrested by policemen last night and he is in prison. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala offered Fajr Salah and reached the Khalifa and asked someone to inform Khalifa of his arrival. The Khalifa ordered the soldiers to bring him to the royal floor after holding the rein of his horse without dismounting, with great respect and reverence. The soldiers did the same. The Khalifa humbly asked, "What can I do for you?" Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, "One of my neighbors, who is a cobbler, was arrested by the soldiers last night. Issue an order of release for him." The Khalifa issued the order to release the cobbler immediately and release all the prisoners who were arrested that day. Therefore, all of them were released. Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala then mounted his ride and left. The neighbors started following him. So Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala asked him, "O young man, did I cause any trouble to you?" He humbly replied, "No, but rather you have helped me and made intercession on my behalf. May Allah Azza wa Jal bestow better reward upon you for this act, because you have taken care of the respect of your neighbor and fulfilled his right." Thereafter, seeing the great character of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, that person repented of his sins and refrained from sins. My dear Yusuf Madan, inshallah, we've heard Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala would treat his neighbors very well. Despite knowing the fact that his neighbor troubled him till late night after being intoxicated with wine and disturbed his worship, he did not take a revenge, nor did he mistreat him. Rather, he remained patient on this troublesome act and kept forgiving him. When he was arrested, he was in a position to lodge another complaint against the individual, but he did not do so. Rather, fulfilling the rights of being his neighbor, he went to the Khalifa and made a permissible intercession on his behalf to get him released. This good treatment impressed the cobbler, impressed his neighbor so much that he repented from all of his sins and refrained from sins forever. My dear viewers of Fatin channel, it can be understood that if someone faces trouble due to his neighbor, then he should remain patient instead of fighting with him, taking disciplinary action against him, or harming him in any way, because by virtue of the blessing of being patient upon the trouble caused by the neighbors, a person becomes beloved of Allah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The people Allah loves also includes the one whose bad neighbor hurts him, and he remains patient upon the act of his hurting until Allah saves him through his life or death." So then Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "Remember, it is not only the right of a neighbor that one should avoid troubling him, but rather he should also tolerate the troubles caused by him," meaning by his neighbor. It also happens that a person does not trouble his neighbor, and in return, his neighbor does not trouble him either. In this way, the right of a neighbor is not fulfilled. Therefore, one should not only bear the troubles, but rather it is necessary that he should also behave with his neighbor well and gently. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also treat our neighbors well. If our neighbors suffer any kind of loss, then we should immediately find ways to help them out. We should immediately try to resolve their problems according to our ability. Treating neighbors well is such a best deed for which Allah Azza wa Jal has said. It is stated in verse 36 of Surah An-Nisa, chapter 5. Translation from Kanzul Iman: "And worship Allah and associate none with Him, and be good to parents and to relatives and to orphans and to needy and to the near neighbor and to the distant neighbor and to the close companion and to the traveler and to your male and female slaves. Indeed, Allah does not like the arrogant, the boastful. Regarding this blessed ayah, it is stated in tafsir that close neighbors means his house is attached to your house, and a distant neighbor means he lives in the neighborhood. But his house is not attached to your house or the one who is your neighbor as well. The one who is only your neighbor but not your relative is a distant neighbor, and the one who is your neighbor as well as a Muslim is a close neighbor, and the one who is only your neighbor but not Muslim is a distant neighbor. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you notice Islam is such a beautiful religion which not only instructs us of doing good to parents and relatives, but it also teaches us how to treat close and distant neighbors. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, not only in Quran but in Ahadith as well, we have been given the mindset of giving importance and good treatment to neighbors and fulfilling their rights. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Do you know what the right of a neighbor is?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then himself said, "When he asks you for help, help him. And when he asks you for a loan, give him a loan. And when he is needy, give him. And when he is ill, visit him to inquire about his health. And when he receives goodness, congratulate him. And when he is in trouble, condole him. And when he dies, attend his funeral. And do not make your building higher without his permission, that may disrupt air ventilation to his house. And do not hurt him with your handi," meaning pot of food, "but give him something from it. And if you buy dry fruit, also present him some. And if you do not want to present him, then bring it to your home secretly. And your children should not go out with it, because it may grieve the children of your neighbor." Do you know what the right of the neighbor is? "By the one in whose power my life is, there are few who completely fulfill the rights of their neighbors. They are those who have blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam constantly advised on neighbors to extent that people thought that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would make their neighbors their inheritors. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "There are three types of neighbors. Some have three rights, some have two, and some have one. The neighbor who is Muslim and your relative has three rights: the right of neighbor, the right of Islam, and the right of relative. Muslim neighbors has two rights: the right of neighbor and the right of Islam. And the neighbor who is a non-believer has only one right: the right of the neighbor." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the beautiful teachings of Islam. Islam is teaching us the right of neighbors, not only those who are Muslims, but those who are non-believers. Islam is giving rights to them as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from the hadith that we just heard, every wise person can understand that how wonderful are the Islamic teachings about fulfilling the rights of neighbors, satisfying their needs, visiting them to inquire about their health, making them happy, treating them excellently, and protecting them from troubles. If today Muslims make these beautiful teachings of Islam a part and parcel of their life and act upon them accordingly, so the day is not far when true revolution will take place in our society, and our homes, our streets, our areas will become peaceful. But alas, we are getting away from the era of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, our condition is such that after spending multiple years in our neighborhood, and if someone was to come and ask us about any of the individual who lives in our neighborhood, we might not even know their name. We might not even know what they do. We cannot guide the individual where this person lives. Even though that person lives in the same neighborhood for years and have been living with us, we still don't know them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have become so heedless of the rights of the neighbors that if our neighbors have suffered any kind of loss, we don't go and condole them. If they are sick, we don't go and inquire about their health. We are busy with social media. Our focus, our direction has changed from society to social media. If there is an event at the house, we would invite distant friends. We would invite people who have statuses in the society, but the people we forget is our neighbors. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the importance of the rights of the neighbors can be judged by the fact that many pious predecessors not only fulfilled the rights of the neighbors themselves, but also persuaded other individuals to do so. Talking about the rights of the neighbors, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, one should lead in saying salam to his neighbors. He's expressing the rights of the neighbors, that what we should do to our neighbors. One should lead in saying salam to his neighbors. One should not have long conversation with them, should not ask too many questions about their circumstances, should inquire after their health when they're ill, should console them when they're in difficulty, should help them in their difficult times, should congratulate them in their joyous moments, should participate in their joyful occasions, should forgive their mistakes, should not peep into their homes from the top of his roof, should not trouble them by putting a roof beam on their wall, or by draining water into their roof drain, or by putting dust, etc. into their courtyard, should not narrow the pathway to their home, should not fix his gaze on whatever they carry to their home. If he becomes aware of their faults, he should hide them, he should conceal them, should immediately help them if they meet an accident, should not show negligence in safeguarding the house of neighbors in their absence, should not listen to anything against them, should lower his gaze before their women, should speak softly to their children. If they need guidance in the worldly or religious matter, he should guide them accordingly. My name is Umar Inshallah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has written these rights of neighbors. And if you pay close attention to it, what a beautiful way. How many rights our neighbors have. We've been asked to protect our neighbors even if someone is talking negative about them. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not only bless our pious predecessors with many good qualities, but He Azza wa Jal also blessed them with great attributes that they used to be extremely careful regarding the rights of the neighbors. These personalities knew better than anybody else that what status and rank do neighbors have in Islam. What are their rights? How should they be treated if they cause troubles? We treat our neighbors badly and want to take revenge from them, whereas these great personalities spent their entire life fulfilling the rights of Allah, the rights of people, especially the rights of neighbors. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala once rented a house. Just adjacent to the house was the house of a non-Muslim. The non-Muslim, due to his enmity and malice, used to throw dirty water and filth in the blessed house of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala through a roof drain. But he rahmatullahi ta'ala used to remain patient. He never once complained about it. And then one day, the person himself came to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala and humbly asked, "Don't you have any problem with the filth that passes through my roof drain?" Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala replied gently, "Whatever filth enters my house through that roof drain, I simply sweep it out." The non-Muslim humbly asked, "Don't you get angry despite so much trouble?" Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, "I do, but I suppress it because Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, 'وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ'" Translation from Kanzul Iman, "and who restrain anger and who pardon men, and virtuous people are dear to Allah." Having heard this beautiful reply, this non-Muslim neighbor of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madani channel, what a great character our pious predecessors used to present in front of their neighbors. And what a way of fulfilling the rights of neighbors. A non-Muslim neighbor of Sayyidina Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala went on a journey leaving his wife and children at home. His child used to cry at night. He rahmatullahi ta'ala, meaning Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala, asked his wife, "Why does the child weep?" She replied that there is no lamp at home and the child is afraid of the dark. Since that day, he rahmatullahi ta'ala used to fill up the lamp with oil and after lighting it, sent it to his neighbors. When the non-Muslim came back from the journey, his wife told him the entire incident. The non-Muslim said, "The house in which the lamp of Bayazid has entered, why should there be darkness? They all embraced Islam." My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the character of our pious predecessors, that their neighbors used to accept Islam because of their lofty characters, because of them fulfilling the rights of the neighbors. Let's listen to another account of one of the pious predecessors. There was a hole in the toilet of a non-Muslim neighbor of Sayyidina Sahal Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala. The hole was at the side of the house of Sayyidina Sahal Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala, through which filth would fall. Sayyidina Sahal Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala would accumulate the filth that would fall throughout the day at night. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh fell ill, so he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh called his neighbor and informed him of it and said to him apologetically, "I fear that my inheritors would not tolerate it after my death and might fight with you." The neighbor became surprised, he became astonished with the patience of Sayyidina Sahal Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh on this extreme inconvenience, and humbly said, "You have been doing this for such a long time, and on the other hand, I'm still on kufr. Extend your hand so that I may embrace Islam." He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh extended his hand, and the non-Muslim embraced Islam after reciting kalima instantly afterwards. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, meaning Sayyidina Sahal Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, also departed from this life. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abi Bakr rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would spend on the people of 40 houses amongst his neighbors from right and left, and 40 from front and behind. On Eid, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would send the meat of sacrificial animals and clothes to them, and would free 100 slaves at every Eid. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would take great care of his neighbors. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would look after them. If a neighbor would pass away, he would definitely go to his funeral prayer. When people would leave after burying him, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would sit alone near his grave and would make dua for forgiveness for the deceased and salvation for him. Furthermore, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh also would advise his family members to remain patient and would console them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard how great was the manner of our pious predecessors regarding the rights of neighbors. Not only Muslim neighbors would get the blessing of the good treatment, but even non-Muslim neighbors would also be very impressed with their good behavior. Despite the fact that their neighbors would hurt them a lot, these personalities would bear the torture given to them by their neighbors. They used to include them in the joy of Eid, and even after the death of the neighbor, they would attend their funeral and make dua of forgiveness for them, and would advise their family members to have patience. These are the teachings of Islam. These are the rights that Islam tells us that every single individual has in the society. Alas, today, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, everyone raises their voice for their own rights, but no one cares for the rights of their neighbors. We've been presented with numerous bounties and eat delicious foods, but we don't want to know the sufferings of our neighbor. Unfortunately, in this era of social media, we don't even know the name of our next door neighbors, let alone knowing their conditions. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should try to be very careful when it comes to the right of neighbors and should not mistreat them. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Many neighbors will hold the daman, the lower part of the kameez of their neighbors on the judgment day. The oppressed neighbor will humbly say, 'Ya Rabb Azza wa Jal, ask him as he kept his door closed for me and prevented the things from me which were more than his need.'" A person humbly said, "O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so and so woman is discussed due to abundance of her salah, sadaqah and sawm," meaning fasting, "but she troubles her neighbor with her tongue." The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "She is a hell dweller," meaning she is going to go to Jahannam. He humbly asked again, "O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so and so woman is recognized due to the lack of salah and sawm and giving the piece of cheese and sadaqah and does not trouble her neighbors." The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "She is heavenly person," meaning she is going to go to Jannah. A person said to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, "O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I'm living in the neighborhood at such and such tribe, but amongst them, the one who troubles me more is the nearest neighbor of mine." So the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sent Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq and Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Standing at the door of masjid, they started making this announcement loudly, "Undoubtedly, 40 houses are included in the neighborhood, and if someone's neighbor is terrified due to his evil, he will not enter paradise." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is stated in another hadith that the one who hurts his neighbor undoubtedly hurts me, and the one who hurts me displeases Allah. The one who fights with his neighbor fights with me, and the one who fights with me undoubtedly fights with Allah. Once the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave a sermon and praised some group of Muslims. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, How are the people who neither make their neighbors understand, nor teach them, nor advise them, nor enjoin them to do good, nor prevent them from evil? And how are the people who neither learn anything from their neighbors, nor understand anything from them, nor seek advice? By Allah Azza wa Jal, one tribe must teach religion to their neighbors, make them understand, advise them, and present them the call towards righteousness. Similarly, the other tribe should learn and understand religion from their neighbors and get advice. Otherwise, soon they will have to face its consequences. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then came down from the blessed pulpit. The blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum asked from each other, "What do you think? What did Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mean when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said the people?" So the others told them, "The people means the people of Ash'ari tribe, because they are the tribe of the jurists and their neighbors are illiterate Bedouins." When Ash'ari heard about it, they came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you have mentioned the goodness of one tribe and evil of the other tribe. Which tribe do we belong to?" The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "One tribe must teach their neighbors religion, make them understand, advise them, and present them the call towards righteousness. Similarly, the other tribe should learn and understand religion from their neighbors and seek advice from them. Otherwise, soon they will face its consequences." They humbly asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, should we advise other people?" The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "Yes." They humbly asked again, "Give us time of 1 year." So the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave them the time of 1 year so that they could teach people religion and advise them. My dear viewers of Madani channel, you notice it is important to present neighbors the call towards righteousness, gain and impart Islamic knowledge from them, advise them, and seek advice from them. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself persuaded us to do so and made it absolutely clear so that the people who will come until the Day of Judgment can understand these beautiful teachings and do not commit any mistake in this regard. My dear viewers of Madani channel, make sure that if we are learning from our neighbor, their beliefs, their aqaid must be correct and true. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear viewers of Madani channel, our pious predecessors acted upon the teachings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with their heart and soul. That's why they were considered to be the great people of their time. They used to be fully aware of the rights of their neighbors. They used to be very kind to them and used to present them the call towards righteousness. A non-Muslim whose name was Shamoon was the neighbor of Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala. When he was on his deathbed, Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala came to him. He rahmatullahi ta'ala saw that the entire body of his neighbor was blackened by the smoke of fire. Making individual effort, he rahmatullahi ta'ala invited his neighbor to embrace Islam, encouraged him to be blessed with divine mercy. His neighbor said, "I have not so far embraced Islam due to 3 things. Number one, the world is considered something very bad in Islam. So why do you people desire to seek it? Number two, why do Muslims not make preparation for death despite knowing that it is inevitable? And number three, you say that beholding the Almighty is the greatest of all favors. Then why do you disobey Him?" So then Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, "These things belong to deed, not beliefs. You think whether you have attained anything by wasting your life in fire worshipping. A Muslim, no matter how poor character he has, at least believes in the oneness of Allah. Look, you have worshipped this fire for 70 years. If both of us were to jump in it, it would burn us equally. Your lifelong fire worshipping will not protect you from fire. However, my Lord and Creator Allah Azza wa Jal has the power to protect me from it. If He wills, this fire cannot harm me at all." Saying this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh picked up flames of fire, but that did not burn him at all. Seeing this, Shamoon was very impressed, but responded disappointingly, "I worshipped fire for 70 years. Is there any benefit of embracing Islam at deathbed?" Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala continued to make individual effort. At last, the fire worshipper said, I can become a Muslim on condition that you give me a written agreement stating that Allah will forgive all my sins after I become a Muslim. He rahmatullahi ta'ala, meaning Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala, satisfied his demand. Thereafter, he embraced Islam and made a will that Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala should give him a final bath, and this agreement should be placed between his hands so that it serves as a proof for his Islam on the Day of Judgment. Making this, he recited kalima of shahada and passed away. Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala executed his will. The same night, he rahmatullahi ta'ala had a dream in which he saw the ex-fire worshipper who had become a newly reverted Muslim dressed in a very precious attire, dressed in a heavenly attire. With a studded and attractive crown over his head, he was walking in paradise. He rahmatullahi ta'ala asked, "How were you treated?" He replied, "The Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me and granted me such rewards that cannot be expressed in words. So there's no burden on you now. Take this agreement back because I no longer need it." When he rahmatullahi ta'ala woke up, he found the agreement in his hand. He rahmatullahi ta'ala then expressed gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by granting the individual, the ex-fire worshipper, success. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this was the character of our pious predecessors. They used to invite their neighbors towards righteousness. They used to invite their neighbors towards Islam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the beloved bondmen of Allah have very high rank. They convey the call to righteousness, demonstrate saintly miracles with the bestowment of Allah Azza wa Jal, inspire the disbelievers to attain the wealth of Islam, and pave the way for them to enter paradise. Therefore, one should pay attention to the reformation of his neighbors, convey the call of righteousness to them. Remember that an ordinary Muslim is not allowed to have friendship with non-Muslims under the pretext that he would make them Muslims. However, an Islamic scholar who is capable enough to confute the false religion and the false belief of the non-Muslim can meet and spend time with him. Persuade him to embrace Islam and answer to his objections for the purpose of bringing him into the folds of Islam, all remaining within the boundary of Sharia. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Islam is a beautiful religion that conveys us the rights of every human being. It is such a beautiful religion that it even tells us the rights of our neighbors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our neighbors. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, reform my heart, take my hand.